Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rihanna.
Love All right, Rihanna. So I've been hot like and heavy on the text line.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
With people?
You can hit me up at 67974. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
Tua is like shopping at Off Lease Only. You find a sexy car that you always wanted. Carfax says minor injury, minor accident. Do you take the risk? Yes, you do. Ha!
Really?
That's not a minor crash.
That
That's
a total
frame damage. And the car may shake, but you can't test drive it. Think about that. All those problems with the car, you can't even test drive it. You can't kick the tires on it.
Well, that's only because of the circumstances. We got to find
okay,
the
but you still have to make a decision
we have
based
to find
on those circumstances.
We got to find a reliable mechanic that can get a look under the hood and tell us whether or not it works. One we trust that we don't necessarily need to be there ourselves.
All right.
That's all. Not big. No big deal. No bigs.
And I'm a hypocrite.
How are you a hypocrite?
I think Leroy's a little hypocritical in his argument when in one breath he tells Tobin that he jumps sides and hedges bets. Then the next breath he's too stubborn and can't get off his stance from a year ago. My only stance.
I agree with that guy.
Hold on. My only stance all of this time has been do not decide what player you want before he play his senior year.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's all I've ever said.
I never
said anything about a player. I never said anything about whether Tua was going to be the guy or not. The only thing that I've ever said is that.
What if Nick Saban were to call up Flores and tell him that he's the guy?
Nope.
Really? You wouldn't even trust Nick Saban, your
nope.
former coach?
Is he a wow. doctor?
No, I mean, no, he's the devil.
Okay. All he can speak on is his ability on the field. What is making everybody pause is, will he ever get to the field? That's it.
Let's get the headlines.
All my comments, nothing has had anything to do about his ability to play.
Let's get the headlines, Dan.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
By the way, a lot of people asking where Robbie the Degenerate is. Dan Day's been doing a fantastic job filling in. The truth is, and I've been holding on to this for a while, Robbie, you know, people are like, oh, did you guys let Robbie go? No, we didn't. But he's Robbie the Degenerate for a reason. And so this entire time he's been in Senegal. He's been gambling on the combat sports Lethwei, which is kind of like Muay Thai with headbutts. Apparently, they're still in action, so he's getting his gambling on there. But he is going to join us via satellite phone later on in today's hour. This is give us his draft room, because we haven't had Robbie's draft room and had our fill of Robbie's draft room. So he is going to join us later on this hour. Just had to go. He had to go and get his had to get his rocks on as far as gambling's concerned.
I wonder if he was able to use his free passes.
Oh, you think like he switched his Vegas tickets for Senegal?
Him and SDI. Do we have to call him LAI now?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, he still likes the Padres, so maybe not.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. So here's the news for today. We got Jimmy Butler doing an Instagram Live yesterday with Melo. Melo. And we didn't really learn much other than Jimmy Butler's been drinking wine and working out, which is, you know, par for the course. He did say he got to hang out. He's getting to hang out with his baby girl, which is kind of cool. His daughter that was just born earlier in the season. Remember, he missed the first few games of the season because he had his first kid. So he is getting extra time with her, which is kind of cool. He gets to be a dad.
Yep.
So good for Jimmy Butler. Goran Dragic, he is at home as well, as all of us are. He's doing homeschooling. He's teaching his little dragons, which, I mean, I would love to see what that's like. Could you imagine what if my wife taught Goran Dragic and Goran's one of these fathers calling up trying to figure out how to do the please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, the order of operations.
Okay, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, please.
Could you imagine him reading or watching Dora the Explorer?
Swiper, no swipe, no swipe.
Lewis Riddick, he is. Oh, by the way, I do want to mention with Goran Dragic. He said on his conference call yesterday, where he was talking about all the stuff he's doing with COVID-19, and we're all dealing with this. He says that he is in line with Udonis Haslam and the Miami Heat with trying to get people to donate to Feeding South Florida. You guys can do that now. Donate heat.com/donate. That's heat.com/donate if you guys want to contribute to Feeding South Florida. Lewis Riddick, Leroy. He has a response. This was to the Miami Herald. This was a response to the Dolphins, who have been calling him a hater. You know, he was in line kind of with Steve Young and all that stuff. And he says, quote, I know the Miami Dolphin fan base sat there and accused me of being a hater on the football team and thinking that Steve Young and myself don't want them to do good and that they're irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't be so dismissive, Lewis. You know, I like you. You're a really good, talented analyst and, you know, should maybe be the voice of Monday Night Football or could be a GM and all that stuff. Don't say blah, blah, blah. It's very dismissive. Anyway, I go on. His quote continues. He says, but this is a team who I've been saying over the past couple of weeks with all the draft capital they have, the 5 picks in the first 2 rounds, 3 first round picks, some of the things they've done in free agency, namely signing Shaq Lawson and Byron Jones. I think they are fantastic additions. Kyle Van Noy, fantastic addition. If they can nail this draft, if they can get a quarterback of the future, and if they can add some weaponry on the perimeter, beef up the offensive line, continue to fortify the pass rush, and Brian Flores can continue to coach the way he coached and develop the way he's developed, they can keep their continuity. I think this is a team with the expanded playoff format. Why couldn't the Dolphins sneak in there? AFC East wide open right now. Now, I do feel like Lewis Riddick threw a lot of ifs on there, all right? He was baking a cake.
Because no football's being played.
He threw a lot of ifs into the old ingredients. But we accept your apology, Lewis Riddick. But don't be so dismissive with the blah, blah, blah. We said some things that really mattered.
Hey, so you're saying Lewis Riddick just basically came in with the may have dodged the bullet?
No.
Because that's what you're saying.
He didn't may have dodged a bullet. He dismissed his bad take. He was like, you know, I said this, irresponsible, players help, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not blah, blah, blah. You guys were dead wrong, and the Dolphins ended up winning 5 games, and you didn't see that coming. And you said that they were a health risk to players. Like, hey, just own it.
Yeah, that was a little over the top. Hey, I have a solution for Tua.
Go ahead.
Texter chimes in, just wrap Leroy's shoulder pads around Tua's waist or hips. He would be fine.
Now I don't know how he throws with those things, but yeah, could you pull off the halfback pass with those shoulder pads on?
Yeah.
Really? Did you get to pass at all?
No. How about this? And this is when you know what kind of coach you have. So we had this play. It was only going to be run 4th and 1. Toss it to the I was going to run the sweep and just throw it down the left seam, and the backside tight end was going to be wide open, right? Work on it after practice, after practice, after practice, right?
Yep.
We get in the game. I think it was against Houston. They were the Oilers at the time. We get in the game, 4th and 1, right? I'm all excited, about to throw me a pass. Get the toss, blitz. Well, I never had pressure. I'm like, hell, wow. I'm like, he's woo. I chucked it. not my best moment on the football field. So, hey, I'm telling you, like, we sit here and tell these quarterbacks, you got to stand in there. Oh, my goodness. I panicked, dog. I panicked. I threw it like 20 yards over his head. And I got to the sideline, and Metcalf, we sit on the cooler. He say, you overthrew him by 20 yards. I said, dog, we ain't never did it with pressure.
it was
brutal.
So some Tiger King things have fallen out, Leroy.
Oh, yeah. So did she respond?
No.
Now she's quiet.
Yeah. Well, this is another little fact. So after her husband disappeared, this Carol Baskin, her husband Don Lewis, there's now an ex-boyfriend who has come out named Jay Bakul. And he's revealing he also filed a restraining order against her.
Oh, she's crazy. We know she's crazy.
She's crazy.
She's like real life Darlene.
Yup. She is real life Darlene.
Yeah,
she's going to put the cherry. Oh, well, I'm not going to tell that part to you. But she is real life Darlene.
She is.
Man, wait till you see Darlene this third season. I mean, it takes a disturbing turn.
She's getting
more
there.
More so.
I don't know. The dude said redneck and she blew his face off. I think I already know she's crazy. And then my man Joe, he says, hey, Darlene, you think maybe you overreacted? You shot him in the face.
This is from the guy's restraining order. He says, this is another guy who put a restraining order on Carol Baskin. She told me she will kick me out of there, whatever it takes. I honestly am in fear of danger or death or serious bodily injury because her prior husband is missing and presumed dead. One day she said to me when I asked her what happened to your husband, if your husband shows up now, her response was, quote, dead body can't talk.
Wow.
I'm trying to read this handwriting. Her former husband's daughter told me that she could be dangerous and watch my back. Respondent carries 2 guns loaded, always one with her in her truck and one in her residence. She said she was a suspect in her husband's disappearance. Recently, 3 to 4 days ago, she told me that human bones were found near Lazy Days in the RV center. She said she hopes it's not on her property or she will be in deep bleep.
Wow.
Jeez. Wow, this Carol Baskin's crazy.
She's going to jail for longer than Joe Exotic.
Will Joe Exotic be happy with his jail sentence if he knows Carol Baskin's in jail? I think he will be. I think he'll roll around that jail. I think he will be.
No,
I think,
because keep in mind, you have to understand that even and to some extent, Jeff, even if they don't say it, they're thinking this. That, wait a minute, we're all in the same business doing kind of the same thing. Why y'all pick on one guy? Now the government's obligated to go after all of them just to justify going after Joe Exotic. So, of course, they're going to speak on his behalf because they know now the heat is on them.
That's something, man. Paul LaDuca, you remember him? Former Marlins catcher?
Yep.
Paul LaDuca.
Oh, no, isn't Paul LaDuca, he does the racing stuff now.
Yeah, he's on TVG.
Yep.
Paul LaDuca, who actually has an all-time Marlins debut moment as he got off the plane from the LA Dodgers trade and hit a home run to give the Marlins a lead. Now, they ended up losing that game, but even still, all-time debut moment for Paul LaDuca. He called Alex Rodriguez yesterday on WFAN, quote, one of the fakest people out there.
That's not news.
He says, people know I'm not a fan, and I'm sorry. Never will be a fan. One of the fakest people out there. The way he gets put on a pedestal now is beyond me. Look, Paul, it's beyond a lot of us. But two words for you. J-Lo. He's married to America's sweetheart. Everybody loves J-Lo. Except Leroy.
Nope. There you go. You know what my deal is.
Yeah, your deal is, who is it in her past that you said's a deal breaker? What do you have to question?
No, I'm just saying, like, she wanted to make a movie, Ben Affleck. Wanted to make a record deal, P. Diddy, right?
Wants to be a major league manager, A-Rod.
No, I think they both needed some, get right in the public.
What if for baseball to get with the younger population? Because a lot of people don't think that managers matter anymore. You know, they're hiring guys like straight out. As long as they listen to the GM,
you need to know. A 70-year-old man wears a uniform. That's all you need to know about baseball.
All you need to know is Jack McKeon won the World Series without knowing any of his players' names.
Right. Gut feeling.
What about this? To make baseball more hip, because they don't think the manager really matters, what if they made celebrities managers?
Oh, like when Chicago has them take me out to the ball game?
Right.
So they instead of taking me out to the ball game, they do that in addition to managing for that game?
Yeah, so instead of like, tonight, throwing out the first pitch, it's Mark Anthony. Instead, Mark Anthony's actually managing the game. What do you think about that, dude?
I think when it got to like the sixth or seventh inning, and you have to start making pitching changes and double switches, you'd be done.
You just call up the GM. The GM's going to make the decision. There's a lot of them. They're like, hey, here's the deal. The GM's going to make the decisions. You have to go by the numbers. So if you just have a guy who has to listen to the guy, give him a real bench coach. Like give him like Perry Hill. Perry Hill, instead of being an infield coach, Perry Hill can be the bench coach, and Perry Hill can go out there and he can tell Bad Bunny what double switches to make. Ta-da. All right, Todd, here comes Bad Bunny to the hill to make the pitching switch, and he's going to go with the lefty. And Bad Bunny just looks back at Perry Hill, and Perry Hill gives him the nod, and then all of a sudden we're off into a good spot. Baseball, all of a sudden, everybody's going to tune in. Bad Bunny's got millions of fans, and now they're tuning in to watch Bad Bunny manage a baseball game. I think it would be great. There's some thought, baseball.
Latino night?
Yeah, because they're saying baseball's coming back on July 4th, so you got some time. Stew it over. Think it over for a little bit.
Or they've already come to that conclusion? Baseball's coming back on July 4th?
Not conclusion, but that's their goal, is July 4th. Now, the Chinese Basketball Association did come out, and they decide that they're going to delay the season even further, which isn't great news. Obviously, everybody thinks that China's a little bit out of the wilderness when it comes to coronavirus because they had it first.
But, right, so if they're delaying it, that means there's still more stuff to come.
Yep. Still more stuff to come, man. So that's not fantastic news by any means. So, yeah, that's where we stand with that right now. We'll come back with more after this.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket.
Speaking of crazy, very talented.
Woo, she's wild.
Yesterday, our poll question was, what local broadcast team do you want calling your sex life? Which is a playoff of Joe Buck telling us that he's been getting many inappropriate requests by people to do play-by-play of them getting down. Yesterday, I wanted to give people the final poll results, Leroy. Eric Reed and John Crotty in a runaway, 67% of the vote. Number two was the Dolphins broadcast team of Cephalo, Joe Rose, and Bob Greasy. Many people, because they want to hear Greasy just go, "Mo, no." Coming up after that was Steve Goldstein, Randy Moeller, and then Severino and Hollinsworth bringing up the rear at 4.9%. And plenty of people saying, I think the most popular one they wanted was Eric Reed shouting kaboom. I think that's at the peak of passion. That's how they wanted it to sound. So we have that. We don't have really a poll question for today, but we're taking a lot of text because Jimmy Butler, I got roped into watching this Jimmy Butler Instagram live with Carmelo Anthony, which was buzz, but it was two really rich dudes talking about wine for 45 minutes with some stuff sprinkled in. But Jimmy Butler did reveal that if he had his choice, the two people he'd like to have wine with, famous wise, one athlete, one was champion of the world in Stone Cold Steve Austin. The other was Chad Ochocinco. So we're taking your request there, 67974, of what players or celebrities would you have liked, dead or alive, to have a glass of wine with? Dan Day, do you have any that come to mind as far as celebs you would like to have some wine with?
Ooh, man, that is tough right there. I've been trying to think of someone that, you know, is still in the game and partying and not, like, you know, rehabbing.
Oh, you want,
and
like,
everything.
So you want somebody who's still getting loose on the regular.
Somebody wild, like Miley Cyrus or something like that.
Yeah, that would be although I feel like something would probably get slipped into your drink at that point. She's going to take it up a notch.
Well, if you're thinking back in the 90s, was there anybody wilder than Britney Spears?
Oh, man, being from Louisiana, I definitely. Yep. I was at a club with her one time in Louisiana when I was in college. She seemed kind of crazy, but that's what I like a nice hot mess.
She shaved her head.
Yeah.
Is there a player right now in any of the sports that's really kind of known? I mean, make Conor McGregor, so that's kind of a wild person, at least going out?
I think your nominee's pretty good as far as, like, the wild. I mean, John Jones is still, but, like, you see John Jones' statement yesterday, kind of made me sad because it's like one of these things where, like, John Jones can say a few things that I'm going to be like, oh, John. But it's like, yeah, I told you when that last arrest happened, I was just like, it was such a shoulder shrug. I was like, man, I can't believe, like, this is still a problem for him, but he legit has a problem with drinking and certainly drinking and driving. So he pled guilty yesterday. I think he has to do house arrest for 4 days and then, like, 100 hours of community service or something like that.
I know who I don't want to drink with.
Who?
Carole Baskin.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no. You might not make it.
Carole Baskin's like one of these ones. She's like, I got a concoction. She has her own drinks.
Let me tell you. Any guy who marries two guys thinks that they're gay and they're straight. I need to have drinks with him and figure out what's going on.
You want to go with Joe Exotic because he can convince people to marry him to be in a gay marriage, even though they're not gay?
Like, I just look now. He's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs too.
A little.
I mean, you have to think with some of the videos he was making about Carole Baskin, it was only a matter of time, right?
Oh yeah.
And they kept telling him, Joe, let it go.
My favorite
let it
part,
go.
One of my underrated favorite parts was when they're suing him for copyright, and he basically just lifts their logo. It's like, it's such copyright infringement to the fullest. And he goes, can you tell us what Big Cat Entertainment is? He goes, yeah, well, we got big cats and we entertain. I'm like, he just straight up lifts their logo and puts, like, a faded entertainment at the end just so he can get the Google clicks. I happened to be yesterday, though. You know, that Google thing is a real deal because I was ordering sushi for my wife. Are you a sushi guy?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
Me neither.
Oh, come on, guys. Sushi's cool. I like it.
I try, man. Like, I try to dip my toe in the water. It's because a lot of times if I don't like it, I don't like it. I want to try. I've tried trying to get into the whole sushi thing. Not happening, man. I don't know what to tell
you. I want
to
know who's the first person that said, hey, let's take this rice, lay a piece of fish on the top, and charge $20.
Yep. Well, I don't know. But there's this place we have in town that's called Sushi Yami. Really, really good. My wife likes it. They have good Japanese food as well. But I did the Google of Sushi Yami. So I called the person. Now, yesterday I let my son do a little radio show. My kids like the little radio set up in the house. So he's doing a show about dinosaurs. You know, he's trying to box his sister in talking about dinosaurs. So it was very loud. And, you know, he's 4 years old. He'll start screaming when you're on the phone. He doesn't care. So I Google Sushi Yami and I'm starting to make the order. And it's kind of hard to hear. And I'm just like, yeah, JB roll and a rainbow roll. And I say, all right, whatever. And so I go off. I go to Sushi Yami to order, and they're like, "Yeah, we didn't get your order, man." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Sushi Yami? I ordered a JB roll, rainbow roll. I ordered 20 minutes ago. You know, that's, you know, Brendan Tobin. You know, that was the name." They're like, "You sure you called us?" And then I look, and I see I called Sushi Yama, not Sushi Yami. But same problem that Joe Exotic was having with Big Cat Rescue. I did type in Sushi Yami, and you know how you type in on the Google on the phone, like the number will come up automatically as right. You type in the search bar. So I didn't even think because I saw Sushi Yam, and I just hit play. I just hit dial up, boom. But I called Yama instead of Yami, even though I Googled Yami. It was a big problem, Leroy. They looked at me like I was an idiot. It's embarrassing.
So, for future reference,
yep,
pay attention. That's all that is.
It's an honest mistake.
It
is. The 2561 numbers. One's Yama. One's Yama. It's not like I called Oklahoma for their sushi.
Yeah, but you got to make sure. How about this? I got one worse. I ordered Payway, right?
Payway's so good.
Went to pick it up. I ordered at a different Payway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Because I put in my area code.
Oh, you went to closest. You know where that's happened to me? Publix. Because I'll order the Publix sub, and like this would happen to me where I would.
Oh, but you don't have to pick it up because you leave it under Denzel Washington.
Well, no, I normally leave it under a Heat player's name. Like I'll put Duncan Robinson for my sub. I'll put Tyler Hero for my sub. I'll put Blake Ahern. I'll put Ron Rothstein.
We used to do that when we go on the road for road trips.
My favorite is when
one time I was Dolomite
under the hotel.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is though when something's screwed up or if they don't have something in stock, they got to call you up and they're like, bow, bow. "Hello, Mr. Rothstein." I'm like, "Excuse me, Mr. Rothstein, you ordered a sub." "Oh, yes. How are you?" But what will happen is you got to make sure that you switch the locations because what would happen is I would order, especially when we were doing middays. I would, you know, I would do the morning show, go work out, get lunch, and then I would, go do our show from 1 to 4. But what would happen is if I ever kept that location and then I wanted to order a sub on the weekend, if I forgot to switch the location, all of a sudden I ordered my sub back in Miami and, you know, I got it laying there instead of where it should be, which is right across from my house in the one in Lake Worth.
There's certain things I need to see. I need to see you make my sub.
You don't trust a public sub online order?
I barely trust them when I'm standing in front of them. Not going to just order it in random. No. Some things I need to see. Somebody said Jeff Lowe and Carol Baskin were a couple?
No.
There's Google Images. Somebody said.
That has to be fake. So you're telling me, so Jeff Lowe is taking Carol Baskin's millions to set up? Because he did set up Joe Exotic to give him the zoo.
Hard.
Wow.
Hard.
Damn. Somebody says, did you see that Joe Exotic's husband has a full set of teeth and now has a female fiance? Yeah. I mean, we learned that in the documentary that he left Joe Exotic for a woman.
Yeah, and they both said they weren't gay.
Yeah, wasn't gay. Now the third husband ended up being gay, right? Because he was like crying on camera for Joe Exotic. He had a broken heart.
You mean the one that killed himself?
No, the one after him. Remember he
oh yeah up, yeah 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 like, yeah yeah yeah. They kept interviewing him. He was driving in the car and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like 19. And remember they got Travis's mother. He invited her to go to the wedding. Yeah, and so he took a picture for the gram, and so everybody thought, oh, she must be fine with Joe Exotic moving on. And instead, he's like, all right, hit the bricks, and never heard from her again.
How was that video from the live reaction when Travis shot himself? The guy's
man. That dude?
Yeah.
That guy with the glasses? That guy didn't know what he was walking into. Dude was.
But you know what? They said it was an accident.
What do you mean?
Because he didn't think the gun was loaded. There was no clip.
No,
there was one.
Yeah, I remember that. But there was one in the chamber.
Right. So yeah. That's why we don't play with guns.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't mess with guns, guys. That's why you shouldn't mess with guns. You should take every precaution when using guns. There are. It's a lot to it. It's a weapon for a reason, everybody. That's why I recommend taking those classes at Gun World of South Florida. I'm telling you, I learned so much about guns when I took those classes. This dude knew so much about guns, Leroy.
I would imagine if I took a class, I would feel differently.
I felt way
about guns.
Way different.
But my thing is that, listen, like, it's like people grow up around guns hunting. You don't look at a gun like I do. You look at a gun as hunting. So you get a rifle, you get all the tools to hunt, right? Well, I'm from the hood. And every time I see a gun, somebody getting shot. So my attitude towards guns comes from a different place. So I can see why people feel differently about guns. And I don't ever tell people they wrong about feeling the way they do about guns. I just say, in my history and in my experiences, every time I saw a gun, it was not used for anything good.
True. Yeah, I totally get that.
I get that, too, because the first time someone told me they had, like, 50 guns, I was like, you only have two hands. I didn't get the whole hunting thing.
Right, and that's only if you go at it like the Wild West and load up both sides and come out, you know. Nah, see, we just think differently, man. Like, people don't realize New Orleans was the death capital of the world for a minute there. Yeah, when I was a kid.
It was murder capital of the world.
Murder capital of the world. So, like, yeah, man, the 4th of July, I never could figure this out. People broke. Houses looking, you know, dilapidated or whatever the word is.
What was that?
Let me explain something to you. My brain loaded it up, right?
That had some kickback.
Yeah. I just went with it. Probably should have thought it out, but you know what the hell I meant. But I will say this, that I had a hard time understanding in the hood, people struggling to pay light, water bill, eat, night war looking rough, but they got all these bullets, right? It was the craziest thing to me. I couldn't.
That dude was like, I was working at the ammo section in Walmart, and this guy asked me if I wanted to be a campaign manager, and that's what I wanted to be my whole life.
Right.
I was like,
wait, how'd you think that campaign was going?
Oh, I mean, it must have been crazy. Although, you know, I'll say this, like the first time Joe Exotic gives you a crazy interview, the job of the campaign manager, if it's as far as like PR is concerned, probably becomes easier because remember the lady, the anchors, they kept interviewing her during the show. Goes, look, Joe Exotic made good TV. I'm not going to lie. Like, we love putting him on. He was entertaining. Right. Some people are just entertaining to have on television.
Right.
So you have that to deal with. All right, Leroy, let's get a little breakdown. We're going to check in. We're going satellite call, international waters, to check in with our guy who's been, he needs stuff to gamble on. So he's left us for a little bit. He can't go without with a little bit of action. So Robbie the Degenerate, he's going to check in with us. We do Robbie's Draft Room on Wednesdays. Robbie's going to give us a little breaky breakdown of the NFL draft. So get your YouTube ready, Leroy. Let's check these highlights and see what these fellas have to offer.
Don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Things picking up at the Tobin household. We have school starting in just a minute. It's lovely. The kids are learning. My son is turning finger paints, Leroy, because he's also doing school. You know, he's in pre-K. So he's basically taking watercolor paint and he's using them like finger paints. But it is art. So you got to give him props for improvisation. But also, I don't think that's how that paint's supposed to be used.
And it's probably really messy.
Oh, man. It's so bad. Anyway, we missed this man, so let's go out to the guest line, the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shot over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Robbie the Degenerate joins us there on satellite phone. He is in Senegal. He is doing combat sports betting. Needed a kick, and so this is the only league that was actively going. Robbie, how is the action over there?
Dude, I'm missing stuff. I can't wait for the NFL draft, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm watching way too much simulated Madden games to bet on. It's terrible.
I understand, my friend. But we did need to get your draft room today. So are you ready to bring us inside the draft room? What do we got?
Oh, man, I've been waiting 2 weeks for this group. The offensive lineman.
Oh, Leroy's the big ugly Leroy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
We have to do linemen. It's one of a position.
It's part of the groups. The Dolphins might be drafting one in the first round.
A group is a group. All right, Robbie, what do we got, my friend?
All right, this guy, first stud, Mekhi Becton, 6'7", 364. He ran a 5'1 at 6'7", 364. His tackle out of Louisville. 7-foot wingspan this guy is. He's a straight-up building, ooh, comparable to Bryant McKinney.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yeah. As a freshman,
McKinney?
Tackle. Yeah. Yeah, we've possible another McKinney, and the only downside is you may have to take him in the top five because he's not going to get past number 10. He's probably worth it, though, in my opinion. I know a lot of Dolphin fans would get mad taking a tackle in the first round. This is the only tackle.
Leroy, could you imagine if they take a left tackle
no,
at five?
No.
Hold on. Hear me out. What if they take a left tackle at five? Everybody's freaking out, but then they go and trade it up for, like, Herbert or Love.
Will
they last that long?
Who?
Because the Dolphins. Because the fans will eat them up.
I don't know. Go ahead, Robbie.
No, it would be like Stephen Ross marching into Chris Greer's office at Chris Greer, like in draft day. Like, give me 5 minutes and then you can fire me.
Oh, man. Stephen Ross would be so upset. And you think about how crazy we would be going. Because let's say they waited until like the 8th pick to go get Justin Herbert. Like, what is that? That's a difference of 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be the longest 15 minutes of your life.
For 10 of those minutes, this is what's going to be happening. Who is it? No. Mr. Ross. No. No, hold on. Hold. Give me five. We have a plan. I know that Tua ship has sailed.
Yeah, he's watching. He's watching as the Jacksonville Jaguars are holding up Tua's jersey. He goes, I can't believe you other effers did this. All right, Robbie. So
I don't think the Dolphins. By the way, I don't think the Dolphins are going to get Tua.
Really?
I don't think they want him.
You believe Schefter?
I don't think they want him.
Do you, Robbie? You saw that yesterday with the whole
beautifully played smokescreen. I will think they have to do that. They have to do that to prevent a team like the Chargers from either A, trading up if they want Tua, or B, you know, just lower the price down if the Dolphins do want to move up and get Tua. You lower the price down, make them call you.
What do you think an Adam Schefter smokescreen costs? Like, what is his rate for a good smokescreen? Do you think it costs like a good $100,000?
Oh, you think they sent him? They had to call and negotiate.
I think they Venmo him $100,000 to give him a good.
They say, "Do you want?" He know they go. Hello, Schefty, baby, this is Dolphins. We need a smoke. Well, do you want standard? Do you want deluxe or do you want ultimate?
You want that primo smoke?
Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. All right, Robbie, what is, after Becton, what is our second stud?
Oh, yes. Tristan Wirfs from Iowa, 6'5", 320.
Whoa.
Check this out, Leroy. 4'8", 5'40". The fastest among all offensive linemen. More than some tight ends.
All right.
30.
Well, he's a. You already got me because, first of all, he's got a last name of Wirfs, which is very lineman-esque, and then he's from Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa. Wait, if you get an offensive lineman from Iowa, Wisconsin, right? You're thinking, mm-hmm. I got a good one.
36 and a half inch vertical jump. That's more than Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb. Those two guys are wide receivers. Wow. He's got a higher vertical leap than those two guys.
That's pretty athletic.
Yep.
He was a high school wrestler. He broke the weight room freak hang clean record in the weight room. Now, those are all great, like, but can he block? That's what you guys are probably asking. He only allowed seven pressures in his final season, one of those pressures in his last seven games. PFF grades him as a 91.3 Pro Football Focus grade. Now, he is more of a right tackle. He does have some starts at left tackle. I believe his splits last year were 10 starts at right tackle, 3 starts at left tackle. But if you're thinking Tua, you need a right tackle. This guy's your man. Maybe it's fishy when he makes it to 18. Now, he is the first ever freshman to start a tackle at Iowa under Kirk Ferentz as well.
Wow. That's pretty good, Leroy.
All right.
Hawkeye. All right, bust, Robbie.
Bust. All right, Jedrick Wills from Alabama. He's 6'4", 312, ran a 505. He's kind of an undersized tackle. Might be okay as a guard, but this guy's going top five. He's a top five projection. You're not drafting a guard in the top five. Even if he's Quentin Nelson, you're just not doing it. He gets beaten by inside moves a lot and on spins. He was kind of average in 2018, according to PFF. And then he magically jumped from a 68 to an 86 this last year. So he may be a little bit of a one-year wonder at tackle. Now,
let me give you guys the hits. He's the Joe Burrow of tackles?
Yeah, he is the Joe Burrow of tackles, yes.
Hey, but guess what? You can scheme around a tackle that can't block. You can't scheme around a quarterback that can't throw, and he still throw for 60 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, he can always move him to guard. He could be like Eric Flowers. But let me give you guys the history of first-round offensive tackles from Alabama. You have Chris Samuels in 2003. That's a six-time Pro Bowl. That's a good one. But let me give you the more recent examples. You had Jonah Williams last year, tackle drafted in the first round by Alabama. He missed the entire season. Can I throw you guys names like DJ Fluker, Andre Smith, James Carpenter? You also got Cyrus Kwanjo, a monumental second-round bust. And you have also Chance Warmack, a failed – he was more of a guard, but that's another first-round offensive lineman in recent years from Alabama. Doesn't really work out too well.
DJ Fluka wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad, but, like, he's not, like, you know, all-world. He's okay.
He was no Baselli.
Yeah. Baselli. No Baselli. Hope he's doing better.
I hope he's doing better, too.
And a second bust, Josh Jones, six from Houston. This guy had a lot of mocks at the Dolphins at 26, 6'5", 319, 527. It's a little on the slow side, even for offensive linemen. Now, if you look at his PFF grades, they're very inflated. They're very high, but he's not playing against anybody. He's playing in the American Conference with Houston. Late first-round pick possible. He's got bad technique, bad footwork. He missed the last three games last year due to a knee injury, and all indications are he's a little bit raw and a project. And Leroy, what's your rule about projects?
No projects in the first round.
That's right.
So he got to do a little blocking for the new Canes QB?
He did. Yeah, he actually did do a little bit of blocking for Derek King.
Interesting.
And by the way, with Derek King last year, that Houston team was 1-3 right out of the gate before Derek King decided to sit out the rest of the season.
Oh, he packed it up. He's like,
yeah.
But the funny thing was, he's like, oh, I'm coming back to Houston. And he goes, never mind. Everybody saw that, though, coming from the gate. He's like, yeah, he ain't coming back to Houston.
Everyone thought he was going to Oklahoma.
That's right. Swag King. Touchdown crown, Leroy. Very excited. Very exciting. Did you see that Rhett Lashley has joined TikTok?
What? Oh, no.
Yep. Him and the
family. That's all we need.
I don't understand TikTok. I love social media. I don't get TikTok. I don't understand. It seems just like Vine to me. I don't understand what's going on. All these people are do you have to do a dance to get into TikTok? Because it seems like everybody's first TikTok is a crazy dance.
I don't know.
It's like when you're setting up the app. You're like, please shake one time to activate. I don't know. You got to do a shake and then boom, you activate.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. So it was the Lashley family. They were all doing a Soulja Boy, you but they were doing the U sign while jumping around crazy.
Oh.
So no. They had from Top Lashley to Little Lashley. So that's how they started their TikTok account.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to impress the kids, Leroy. We got to bring that swag back to the U. Can we get our swag back on offense? All right, Robbie. Well, thank you for calling in on and Glenn. We're gonna expense this satellite call just so you know, because Robbie's live from Senegal. So just so you know, Glenn, we're expensing it. Robbie's not having to pay for this to open up his draft room.
I'm probably doing it again on Friday too for the Magnificent Seven. I'll make another satellite call.
Yep, you bet your ass. Yep. Magnificent Seven on Friday. All right, Robbie. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
That's Robbie the Degenerate. You can text the show 67974. Somebody says, actually, Schefter probably has all types of secretaries, ball boys on his payroll giving him intel. So you think Schefter is doing the thing where he's like, he's got leaks? Schefter's out here going around the boat. He's the one greasing the ball boys and greasing the secretaries. He's sending Darla a gift basket or some gift cards to the old salon. He goes, why don't you tell me, what are you overhearing as far as what's getting scouted into the Dolphins? He's infiltrating a Davy, Leroy. When somebody says, Wisconsin ain't guaranteed, that Dieter kid is a used diaper. Damn. That's a hard description, man. Yeah, throw Dieter like that. Give him a year. I mean, give him a year. How long before a guard can impress Leroy?
Well, a lot of times, and to be honest with you, depending on the other four guys, like if they're veterans and they've been working together for a while, a new lineman can come in and kind of be acclimated pretty quick. But when you have a bunch of new linemen, it usually takes a little more time just to learn how to work with one another. But if you look at who's a kid from Notre Dame that went to Indy?
Quentin Nelson.
That offensive line was pretty intact. They weren't very good, but they were pretty intact, and he was able to go in there and just kind of work with them and make a big impact on that offensive line right away because they had some stability, even though they weren't as good.
Dieter's measurements, he's 6'6", 328. Jesus, that's a beefy boy.
Yep.
He is big. Maybe too big, Leroy.
No. If they can move, man, like, keep in mind, one of the reasons why they want their tackle so tall and big is why. He puts those arms out and takes a couple of steps back. How are you going to get around him? That buys you time in itself. So usually the biggest offensive lineman is on, like, our biggest offensive lineman was right guard, right tackle. Mm-hmm. Big K, Corey Stringer, was 340, but he could move. And then guy was Dave. I can't think of his last name right offhand, but Dave was like 6'6", 350.
All I'm saying with Dieter, though, is like when they drafted Dieter last year and I got a look at him, I was like, oh, that dude's not going to fail at guard. He was like Justin Herbert. Like, if you were to do central casting, you're like, give me a guard for this high school film. I would have gone and I would have cast Michael Dieter.
Right. And
instead, you know, he had some struggles last year. You know, it's some issues with the coaching. Some just coaches were divided on if he should start or not, in and out and all that, whatnot. So, I don't know. Hopefully,
how he fits with the other linemen. Like, here, a lot of times what happens is on offensive line, you have a lot, they help each other a lot. Mm-hmm. So either with an arm or, you know, sliding a certain way, it's never just you block the guy in front of you. So when they do pass protection, right, even in when they go to all these bowl games, these senior bowl and whatever, they do a lot of drills where you just blocking the guy in front of you. So they see this guy, they see him move his feet and block, and they're like, okay, good offensive lineman. We can draft him. But then what ends up happening is now you have to fit with another offensive lineman. And so the things that they liked you for were warranted, but now you got to learn how to work with other offensive linemen. So you got to know whether to slide left, slide right, whether the left tackle needs a little more help under certain situations, depending on who you're blocking, whether you have to help the center out more because the nose tackle is a little bit bigger and he's overpowering your center. These are things you have to learn working with the other guys on the line. And some guys don't pick that up. They only know how to block the guy in front of them. And that's why they struggle. It's not because of their ability. It's just because the scheme of the offense, they don't pick up and they don't know how to work with the guys next to them.
All right, when we come back, we'll get you caught up on your headlines. Plus, is Conor McGregor coming in to save the day at UFC 249? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.